Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, from the National Honor Society at Tawas Schools there, Tim Haskin joining us. How are you today, Tim?
I am fantabulous. How about you, Kev?
I am doing well, thank you, and pleasure to have you on the show with us today to talk about, a drive you're having that starts tomorrow, right?
Yes, it's a pretty important drive that I went to my NHS kids and asked them if they'd like to help out this drive, because I knew nothing about it before, and they were like excited to try to get involved, because I tell you, our kids at school, they love helping people that need help. They are really amazing. They want to. So this was something that I had never heard about. It's called the Allagill syndrome. One of our junior high students has this disease, and it's kind of rare. And actually, her mother is the president of this organization. And then I got some information from her. It affects different parts of the body, and I know it parts of the liver. And when you get it, I guess you have a lot of itching and some other things. Mm. And I was reading someone, I know one of the cures is to have a liver transplant. And you, as well as I know, that a liver transplant or transplant of every organ isn't for everybody.
You're right.
Might not happen. But this girl is a trooper, and her mom is an organizer. So what's going to happen is that they take, and we're going to have our kids and parents, whoever, bring shoes to the high school.
Okay.
Now, the shoes can be brand new. They can be slightly worn. They can be worn, but we don't want shoes, of course, with no sole.
Sure. Oh, yeah,
holes
exactly.
In them,
they
got to
be wearable. Yeah.
Right,
shoes,
wearable. Yeah. And then remarkably, all of the shoes that we collect, then our kids will take and band them together, and we put like 25 pairs of shoes in a specific bag. Each bag, then we deliver them all down, and then there is money given for each bag that is collected back to this syndrome.
No kidding.
That society. Then they take the bags, they all go down to Florida, they're distributed to some really poor countries, to some people who start a business using the shoes sell shoes to poor people. So, I mean, it's like you're going to be given some shoes that some people are going to get somewhere else that aren't like maybe some of us that have 20 or 25 or 30 pair of shoes that we've worn once just to go with an outfit. So I can't imagine a better thing. One, if you try to sell shoes at a garage sale, I mean, you can have a $25 pair of shoe or $100 pair of shoe, be lucky to get $2.
You're right. Yeah.
And they take up a lot of room.
They're hard
to display. So what? You can get rid of shoes.
Yes.
They go to somebody good. And it's not going to hurt you in a pocketbook.
Wow.
And so to me, it's like I got to get back there in the closet and get out some of those shoes I used to wear to school.
And we can all do that.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about that. Now, it starts tomorrow. Tell us, what would they bring the shoes to the school?
Yep. All they're going to do is bring the shoes to the school. If they come in that front door, if you go straight on before you get to the library, which is right there, there's going to be a box out there in the hall.
Okay.
If you come into school, one of the kids or whatever, there's also going to be a box in the old gym on the stage, and we'll keep making sure we'd fill two or three boxes,
right.
But we'll fill whatever we can. And so you can just give them to a student. If you pull up to the school, there's always a kid, just pull out there and say, would you take these into the school if it's too cold and you don't want to walk in? That's
you
fine.
Bet. Yeah.
We'll take them all.
Okay.
And we'd like them in pairs.
Yeah.
And then we'll sort them out and make sure that they're okay. And I just think it's just a great way for people to do something for somebody, even if they don't know them. You get involved, and
sure.
It's a feel-good story, and we may eventually help someone here. So.
Boy, so it starts tomorrow, runs through what, next Tuesday?
Well, we're going to run it through next Tuesday, because Wednesday starts the Thanksgiving holiday at the school.
Okay.
And then that next Saturday, which is what I think the 25th, we're going to be out there at the school from 10 to 12, and we're going to be bagging. But you can still bring them out 10 to 12. That's another day. You can bring them right out to the school.
Okay.
To the old gym, and we'll be getting those shoes distributed.
Very nice. The shoe drive for the Allagill Syndrome Alliance happening starting tomorrow through the 21st, and then they'll start delivering shoes that weekend after Thanksgiving. And I would imagine the best place to go is call the school to learn more about what's going on, and maybe find a National Honor Society member, right?
Right. So find an Honor Society member. I don't mind calls. If you want to learn more about the Alliance, you can call 989-750-5489, or if you don't want to make a personal call, you can email rsmith@allagille Shoes.net.
Very nice. And deliver your shoes. The more, the better. Find all those shoes, as we mentioned, in the back of your closet you're not going to wear anymore, and make a donation to a great cause. Once again, from the National Honor Society, my good friend Tim Haskin. Tim, a pleasure having you on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Always a delight being here, Kevin. Thank you.